Today on Firebrain AI's Daily Ember, we'll cover all the latest in the world of AI, including OpenAI's new voice mode for ChatGPT, AI companion necklace from friend startup, Samsung's AI-driven chip Surge, M&M's AI-assisted album concept, and Microsoft's Azure cloud growth concerns. But before we get started, if you want to learn more about how to practically integrate AI into your business and daily life, join our free school community in the description below. Let's get to today's headlines. It's AI that sets your brain on fire. Welcome to today's episode of The Daily Ember, your AI-powered source for the latest in artificial intelligence news. I'm your host, Joe, and today we're embarking on a journey through the ever-evolving landscape of AI technology. In a world where artificial intelligence is rapidly reshaping our reality, we're diving into a smorgasbord of tech tales that'll make you wonder if we're living in a sci-fi novel or just another Tuesday in Silicon Valley. From chatty AI to neck-hugging companions, we've got it all. So grab your favorite beverage, engage your neural networks, and let's spark up some AI enlightenment. First up, OpenAI is giving ChatGPT a voice. And no, it's not Scarlett Johansson's sultry tones from Her. After a slight delay to ensure it wouldn't accidentally start a robot uprising, or worse, copyright infringement, OpenAI is rolling out a new advanced voice mode for ChatGPT. It's like giving Siri a PhD and a sense of humor. This vocal upgrade is currently exclusive to a select group of ChatGPT Plus subscribers. It's like being part of an AI speakeasy, very hush-hush and terribly exciting. But fear not, dear listeners, for the gates of this digital utopia shall open to all Plus users by fall 2024. Mark your calendars, folks. Now, you might be wondering, what's the big deal about a talking AI? Well, imagine having a conversation with your computer that doesn't end with you shouting, "No, I said print, not sprint." This voice mode aims to make our interactions with AI more natural and engaging. It's like teaching your smart fridge to whisper sweet nothings about your favorite ice cream. But the implications of this development go far beyond mere convenience. This advancement represents a significant leap in human-AI interaction. By making AI more accessible and relatable, we're potentially opening the door to widespread adoption of AI assistance in various fields, from education to healthcare. Imagine a world where students can engage in dynamic, vocal discussions with AI tutors, or where elderly individuals can have comforting, intelligent companions to chat with throughout the day. However, with great power comes great responsibility. OpenAI hasn't just given ChatGPT a voice, they've given it a conscience too. They've implemented robust safety features to prevent the AI from going rogue and impersonating your favorite celebrities or spitting out copyrighted content faster than a teenager with a bootleg movie collection. Over 100 external testers put these safety features through their paces, ensuring that ChatGPT won't suddenly start reciting Shakespeare's sonnets in Morgan Freeman's voice. It's like giving AI a moral compass and a really good lawyer. This cautious approach sets a precedent for responsible AI deployment. It's not just about making cool tech, it's about making tech that won't accidentally take over the world or steal your identity. This ethical consideration is crucial as we continue to integrate AI into our daily lives. It raises important questions about the balance between innovation and safety and how we can ensure that AI remains a tool for human benefit rather than a potential threat. So, the next time you chat with AI, remember, it's not just programmed, it's ethically engineered. Now, let's transition from talking AIs to AIs that want to be your bestie. Enter Friend, the AI companion that's literally hanging around your neck. It's like if Alexa and a locket had a baby, and that baby was really into eavesdropping. friend is the brainchild of Avi Shiffman, a Harvard dropout who clearly decided that creating a viral COVID tracking website wasn't enough of a challenge. This AI necklace listens to your conversations and sends you text messages in response. It's like having a tiny, all-knowing friend who's always there to offer advice, validation, and probably judge your fashion choices. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Shiffman spent a cool $1.8 million of the company's $2.5 million funding to buy the domain name friend.com. That's right, folks. In a world where startups are pinching pennies, this guy dropped more cash on a URL than most people spend on their houses. Talk about putting all your eggs in one digital basket. But Shiffman isn't worried. He believes this domain will cut marketing costs in the long run. It's like buying a billboard in Times Square, except it's on the internet and it doesn't light up. Or move. Or, well, you get the idea. The company's promotional video went viral faster than a cat playing piano, showcasing the AI device in various scenarios. From hiking to gaming to dating, Friend is there to support you. It's like having a life coach, a therapist, and a really nosy neighbor all rolled into one stylish piece of jewelry. But let's take a moment to consider the broader implications of this technology. On one hand, Friend represents a new frontier in personalized AI assistance, potentially offering support and companionship to those who need it most. It could be a game changer for individuals with social anxiety, the elderly, or anyone seeking constant emotional support. On the other hand, it raises serious questions about privacy and the nature of human relationships. Are we ready for a world where our most intimate conversations are constantly monitored by AI? Could this technology lead to over-reliance on artificial companionship at the expense of real human connections? These are questions we'll need to grapple with as this technology becomes more prevalent. Moving on to some chiptastic news, Samsung is riding the AI wave all the way to the bank. The tech giant reported a six-fold surge in net income, reaching a whopping 9.64 trillion won. That's $6.96 billion for those of us who don't speak won. It's their fastest growth since 2010, proving that in the world of tech, what goes down must come up eventually. This financial roller coaster is largely thanks to a spike in demand for high-end memory chips, which are as essential to AI development as caffeine is to programmers. Samsung's response? Double the chip output. It's like they're playing a high-stakes game of double or nothing with the entire tech industry, but it's not just about the money. This surge highlights the skyrocketing importance of AI technology. These high-end chips are the unsung heroes powering the AI revolution, from chatbots to self-driving cars to whatever mind-bending innovation comes next. It's like Samsung is selling pickaxes during the AI gold rush. This boom isn't just good news for Samsung, it signals a recovery in the global computing market, which is music to the ears of tech enthusiasts and investors alike. It's as if the entire tech industry collectively found a winning lottery ticket in its back pocket. However, this rapid growth also raises questions about sustainability and resource allocation. As demand for these chips skyrockets, we need to consider the environmental impact of increased production and the potential for supply chain disruptions. Moreover, as AI becomes increasingly central to our technological infrastructure, we must ensure that access to these crucial components remains equitable and doesn't exacerbate existing digital divides. Now let's shift gears from Silicon to Slim Shady. Eminem, the rap god himself, is facing off against his controversial alter ego in a conceptual album titled The Death of Slim Shady, Coup de Grâce. It's like watching a rap battle between Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, but with more references to mom's spaghetti. At 51, Eminem is delving into how Slim Shady impacted his life and music. It's a journey of self-reflection that's as deep as his lyrics and as complex as his rhyme schemes. In an innovative twist, Eminem interacts with an AI-generated version of Slim Shady. It's like therapy, but with better beats and a lot more swearing. This album marks a pivotal moment in Eminem's career, signaling his readiness to leave Slim Shady behind and embrace a new era of creativity and self-awareness. It's like watching a butterfly emerge from its cocoon if that butterfly could spit fire and had a penchant for bleached hair. Eminem's transformation is not just about music, it's a testament to personal growth and the importance of mental health. It shows that even the most iconic figures can change and adapt. It's inspiring, really. If Eminem can evolve, maybe there's hope for that one uncle who still thinks cargo shorts are cool. But beyond the personal narrative, this project represents a fascinating intersection of art and AI. By using AI to generate responses from Slim Shady, Eminem is exploring the boundaries of creativity and technology. It raises intriguing questions about the role of AI in artistic expression. Can AI truly capture the essence of a character or persona? How might this technology be used in other forms of art and storytelling? As AI continues to evolve, we may see more artists experimenting with these tools, potentially revolutionizing the creative process. Lastly, let's talk about Microsoft's Azure Cloud Unit, which is experiencing some turbulence in its ascent to AI dominance. Azure's growth slowed to 29% this quarter, with AI's contribution only inching up from 7% to 8%. It's like watching a rocket ship trying to take off with a parachute still attached. Investors are getting antsy, wanting to see returns from Microsoft's big AI investments. It's like they've ordered a gourmet meal and are impatiently waiting for more than just the appetizer. The slowdown comes with rising costs for AI infrastructure, proving that even in the digital world, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Europe had weaker Azure growth compared to other regions, adding to investor concern. It's like Microsoft tried to order escargot but got stuck with a plate of regular old slugs instead. Despite this, Azure gained 60,000 customers this year, a 60% increase. So it's not all storm clouds in the Azure sky. This situation highlights the complex realities of the AI industry. While the potential of AI is immense, the path to profitability and widespread adoption is not always smooth. It's a reminder that even tech giants like Microsoft face challenges in navigating this rapidly evolving landscape. Moreover, the regional differences in growth underscore the importance of considering cultural, regulatory, and economic factors when deploying AI technologies globally. As AI continues to develop, we may see increasing divergence in adoption rates and applications across different parts of the world, potentially leading to new forms of technological inequality. As we wrap up today's AI news extravaganza, let's take a moment to reflect on the broader implications of these developments. From voice-enabled chatbots to AI companions, from booming chip sales to artists grappling with their digital alter egos, we're witnessing a profound transformation of our technological landscape. These advancements promise to enhance our lives in numerous ways, offering new forms of assistance, companionship, and creative expression. However, they also challenge us to consider the ethical implications of AI integration, the balance between innovation and responsibility, and the potential impacts on privacy, human relationships, and social equality. As we move forward, it's crucial that we approach these technologies with a mix of enthusiasm and critical thinking. We must strive to harness the benefits of AI while mitigating its risks and ensuring that its development serves the broader interests of humanity. So, what can you do with all this information? Well, for starters, you could try having a heartfelt conversation with your AI assistant. Who knows, it might offer some sage advice on your love life or your stock portfolio. Just don't be surprised if it suggests investing in a certain domain name that rhymes with trend.com. More seriously, stay informed about AI developments and their potential impacts on your life and society. Engage in discussions about the ethical use of AI and support policies that promote responsible AI development. And most importantly, remember that while AI can be a powerful tool, it's our human values, creativity, and critical thinking that should guide its use and evolution. stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay human in this increasingly AI-driven world. After all, someone needs to be around to unplug the machines when they inevitably try to take over. That's all for today's episode of The Daily Ember. Remember, in the world of AI, the future is not just coming. It's learning, adapting, and probably listening to your conversations through a stylish necklace. Until next time, keep your neurons firing and your algorithms optimizing. That's going to do it for us today, Firebrains. Don't forget to join our free Firebrain AI school community to stay on top of all the latest AI trends and to learn more about how you can practically implement AI and automation into your business and personal life. You can find the community in the description below. Thanks for listening. It's AI that sets your